everybody. Well, it's another Friday night, end of the week, if you are on that schedule of being end of the week. And the day today is January, and it's the 23rd, 2015. Oh, let's do a clearing for people that have had situations during the week. This is more like emotional situations. So just find your major situation that you're dealing with. And here we go. We're going to do a clearing for you for that. Get rid of the emotional trauma that you're dealing with. So here we go. Releasing that one specific incident of the negativity. So here we go. One. Oh boy. Two. Three. Four. And five. One more time here for that same thing. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, there we go. The reason why it's a little difficult sometimes is because, remember, if you've had an emotional clearing, then more than likely you are doing the unlimited version of it. And if you do that clearing on the unlimited, naturally, you know, that keeps you current with the clearing. So that means that you probably, the energy that I'm getting would be much, much, much less than what is happening, you know, to the people who haven't ever had an emotional clearing. So I'll just kind of talk about that briefly, then we'll do the light beam activation. So if you've never did or have done our whole lifetime emotional clearing, and you're listening to the program, and maybe you had a, you know, a situation, whatever it would be, maybe somebody yelled at you today. You've had people yelling at you for your whole life, and you're 60 years of age. So this here is kind of like one of those reoccurring events, barcodes in a sense, but it's still emotional. So the barcode's not going to help you. But the emotional clearing, some people yell at you, that's what you're transmitting, maybe having arguments, et cetera, throughout your whole life, and so you're drawing that to you. So number one, your psychic billboard's saying that because you want to be picked on, so it's right up in there on that for people read to have it done to you. And so when I do a clearing to clear away one incident, you may have that same incident that has went through your lifetime. And so I'm probably clearing a lot of those as they piggyback onto that one incident. Won't get all of them off of you, but, you know, maybe I get rid of a half a dozen of them or more. So it's a little heavy on me when I do the clearings, and that's the only reason why I yawn at times, is because there's people out there who have not cleared themselves out. If everybody have done the emotional clearings, then I would not be yawning at all. That's also true if, you know, you have some type of pain in your body or something. We do a pain clearing. So anyway, as you feel better, and if you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, then please do that. And that'll make you feel much better, like you're probably feeling right now, because you have probably millions of situations in your life in one lifetime dealing with the emotions. So the unlimited version is what you buy after you do your whole lifetime one. So I have had a couple of people say, well, I looked on there and it's unlimited and I didn't read anything else and I bought that. Well, that's not really going to work for you that well. So if you have only purchased the unlimited emotional clearing and you have not performed the whole lifetime, and this is true with all the clearings, then you need to send me an email. And what I will do is give you a refund on that. Give me the actual date that you have done the unlimited because you bought the wrong clearing. And then from there, you can get the whole lifetime one. And just send me over the PayPal receipt on an email. Because you have to do the whole lifetime one first to give you any benefit. Otherwise, you're not really just clearing only one little thing at a time, and that's not going to help you. That's just a little Band-Aid. You want to get rid of all of your stuff. instead of just clearing one incident, which is what you'd be doing with the unlimited, you need to get rid of those millions that are there that can be riding on top of each other. Just wanted to clarify that, because I have had people in the past kind of mention that. Maybe nobody is listening who is doing that, but if you are, you need to get your whole lifetime one, then put that money toward your whole lifetime clearing, so you get some benefit out of it. You have anything to add, Cindy? I'll just throw it over to you again there, if you like, before we clear the light beams and bring them up and have them
radiate.
Great.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention quickly that the CLS monitor or moderator has actually listed your email address, Ron, creationlightship@yahoo.com, to send the PayPal receipt for any clearing purchase issues or anything else that's personal that you'd like to talk to Ron about. So that's posted on there, and I guess that would be it. If you'd like to go ahead and activate the light beams for us.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to activate the mail first. So I'll count to five to activate that. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we'll do the non-gender light beam. So one, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. Next, we'll do the female. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's pretty good. So enjoy that energy, everybody. I have a lot of peace coming to you. So we'll turn it back over to Cindy.
Great. Thank you so much, Juan, for activating the light beams for us. I forgot to mention the moderator also posted the link on the CLS chat for the triple light beams that you can look at if you're looking at the creationlightship.com website. You can also look at the light beam there if you'd like. And to access the CLS chat, go to creationlightship.com and you can click on the BBS radio icon, and that'll take you to Ron's host page, which has the audio for the show, which you've probably already found, and it also has the fast chat. So you can click on there and access that. Plus, it has a plethora of archives that Ron has presented for us in show format. So it was great, and soon we will be able to put the descriptions on the actual clearings. Right now, they're some of them are being gathered at the CLS chat site, and you could check that out. And also wanted to mention, regarding the whole life clearing, Ron, and everyone out there, on the CLS chat site, there is a tab that says clearings, and when you hover over that, it'll open up and you'll see the whole lifetime options. And there are actually three different areas at creationlightship.com that has the whole lifetime. And you should be able to look at the document and then click, and it'll take you over to the proper clearing at creationlightship.com. And let's see, emails tonight, clsquestions@yahoo.com is the place for you to send your email. If you would please state the day that you would normally be listening, just in case we're not able to get to your email tonight, and then also list your topic. That helps the call host when we're kind of looking through. So, and thank you very much for all of the emails. We do have several emails tonight, and probably we'll have some questions in the chat room too, so you can post them there. Let's see, events. I wanted to quickly mention that Sunday is the last of the January monthly calls, and that's the 8-hour call. And if you're new to creationlightship.com, you can go to creationlightship.com and you'll see the event tab at the top, and that'll take you to the information. And then February is, of course, coming up right around the corner, and those are also posted. So it starts February 14th. And so check that out. And also, Ron is appearing at the Conscious Life Expo February 6th through the 9th at the LAX Hilton. And we do happen to have a flyer regarding the event. If you go to the CLS chat site, and you'll see events, and hover over that, and you'll see Alert Expo. And not only do we have the flyer for the LAX Hilton Conscious Life Expo, we also have the New York New Life Expo flyer. So check it out, just added today. So, okay, well, thanks so much, Juan. Before I read emails, do you have any information you'd like to add?
No, we'll just hit it and see how the show goes. So let's do a clearing for people that maybe feel abandoned. So that's one of the clearings on the website. We're just pulling this one out of the hat. If you feel abandoned, here we go. Releasing that energy. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Think of one of your abandonment issues. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And what else do we have here? Let's look at a situation that people could have about betrayal. So let's just do a betrayal clearing. And again, here we go. When you became betrayed by someone. So stronger, releasing that. Stronger, 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 and stronger. All right. And I'll just turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Thank you very much, Ron, for those clearings. Abandonment and betrayal. And usually you can go to creationlightship.com and go to the left side and put a topic or subject in the search box and pull up that clearing. Okay. Well, we have an email regarding psychic billboard clearing and how to use it. Ron, the person has actually given a couple of examples. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure. We'll see what they how they're doing it. That'd be wonderful. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Well, this person has listened to the two audio clips that are at creationlightship.com, and you can find at the Psychic Billboard clearing site. And so there's two shows, I think they're from 2010. And she's just wondering if she's doing it right. And the first thing that she's putting at the Psychic Billboard clearing is removing what she doesn't want. And she's putting or posting, "I am insecure, and I don't know my truth." And she's going to replace that with, "I am confident in myself, and I know my truth."
Let's see. It's how people see you. So that would work. I want to just change it slightly to something that's what people are seeing you as, okay? How you are now. And then where you want to be. So people seeing you, that will work. You might just change it slightly, though, you know, to make it on how they're going to view you. Not that you want to change into that. It's you're going to be, in a sense, seen that way. So,
so
I think you got
depends.
It about 80%, you know, and then monitor it each day. But you want to do it as far as how people are viewing you as the way you are. You know, want to change into, you want to be and be compared from who you were to where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're just making steps go up differently. In a sense, it'd be like, let's just say that you're a light bulb, okay? And so you're a 40-watt light bulb, and everybody sees you as a 40-watt light bulb, but now you want to be 100-watt, okay? And you want to see people see your 40 watts, which is you, as 100-watt. So you put an, I'm now 40, a 40-watt light bulb, and I want to be brighter, so people will see me as a 100-watt light bulb full of brightness. That's how... Now, the one way to look at it, to kind of use a little example there. And then you see people, how they look at you. Are they going to kind of squint their eyes when they look at you or put sunglasses on? Then you know it's working, you know. So you have to do it with baby steps and see how they're responding, you know, daily, if not daily, every 2 days, on how they're reading you, okay? So another way, maybe you're a coffee drinker and you go, I love drinking coffee, you know. I'll just do another example here. So you put down, the first one is, I'm a coffee drinker. Next one is, I love drinking coffee. All of a sudden, you go up to one of the coffee stands, we'll say. Somebody sees that you love drinking coffee, and one of the people, the person you're going to is the waitress or whatever behind the counter, the coffee server, and they go, you know, I see that you really like coffee because you've been coming in here a few days, you know, and we got this brand new one here, and would you like it made special? And you go, wow, this is working. Before, you're just a regular coffee drinker. Now you like drinking coffee. So that's kind of how the way it works. How's the people going to respond to you, okay? And that's the way you use the psychic billboard. And you have to change it. And then after that works for you, then you change it to something else related to the same topic. Unless you say, okay, that's good. This is wonderful. You know, maybe you might want to put on there kind of jokingly, you know, I love free coffee. And maybe somebody will see that and, wow, I'll buy this person a cup of coffee, you know. So anyway, but you have to decide on when you want to stop doing it and when you achieved it. Now, maybe you want to move yourself up to a more expensive coffee or something, you know. Oh, you could put that in there too. But the whole thing is, you have to monitor where you are every day or at least every 2 days, because people that you're seeing in your life are going to be responding to you whatever way they're reading your billboard. So that's why you want to change it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and with the information that this person shared with us, I think it would be good for her to clarify if she was talking about herself or talking about what people were thinking of her.
Yeah.
I just have a little bit of info here. So you've shared a very powerful message for us, and actually I've used it multiple times, and... it's great, and I'm glad this came up again because I'm going to use it again. Every once in a while, there's just something to tweak. So thank you. And our moderator will be posting the link to the website here shortly. Okay. Thanks for that, Ron. And let's see what else we have here. Well, we have a paranormal activity happening.
Oh, good.
This person says, yeah, it's kind of very interesting, actually. And it'd be interesting to have comments if anyone else has had this type of activity. Hi, Ron. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I hear a very strange noise at the back of my neck. It almost sounds like a high-pitched old television noise, almost mechanical, a Morse code type beat, or like blood running through tight veins. Then as I awaken and become aware of it, it goes away. I've heard it for up to 2 minutes sometimes. What is it and how can I stop it? Thank you. So is there something for all of us that we would be able to do if we felt something odd like that?
Boy, that is an odd one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's happened multiple times.
I don't know what it's bearing to do. Maybe one of the alien attack ones or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to recommend for that one.
Okay.
Just don't know. Oh, you could be out on some timeline. You just got to kind of maybe play it by ear, and you can fine tune this for yourself to see how it's going to work. I just don't know. Very
well, when she listed Morse code, that just comes to me, it has to do with communication and certainly the alien attack clearing would work. Would a barcode be a type of communication vehicle?
Oh, it could be a reoccurring barcode. I just don't know how that's going to affect that. I just don't know. I'll have to just...
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks, and if anyone else has experienced something similar, feel free to share with us in the chat or at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And moderator just posted the psychic billboard mind projection clearing link. You can see it there. And now I'm going to check the chat real quick. Well, lots of activity in the chat. Let's see. We have some ongoing stories. Well, okay. Ron, this question comes up frequently. Where is the safest or best place to live?
Living in the now is your best place.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So it doesn't matter where you are physically, what state or what city.
Oh, then use discernment, you know. You know, somehow people normally live, you know, where they're used to, where they used to be, you know, like for myself, as I watch the Weather Channel and you see the tornadoes and hurricanes, which we probably haven't had too many even last year. Aside from that, you do see things happening and you look at it. Well, wow, why are they living there when this happens? And it's a known thing, you know, to happen there, a known situation. You're there because of the grid line. If you're living in a place that I would say looks dangerous, okay, and, you know, maybe there are tornadoes going through your area, maybe within 50 miles or something, and happens quite often, then, you know, are you just out there to kind of like, be a target, hoping that you're not going to have situation happen to you? Everybody else want to live there? You have to use discernment. You may not want to look at it and say, yeah, I don't want to live here, but I can't move. Can't move, then you're stuck on the grid line. Aliens are keeping you stuck on a grid line, so you're not moving. Well, you may want to do that grid line, or see the grid line or ley line clearing. You're able to move your feet and get out, because sometimes they'll hold you there, locked into one location, and it could be for your detriment, but just feel like you can't get out of your town. Well, that's the case, and, you know, do that clearing, because we have that on, and it may free yourself up so that you're not grounded and connected to the earth there through whatever is being transmitted either from the earth alien tunnels, we'll say, underground bases up to you to keep you there, and or things above you that you can't see in the beyond are transmitting to you, keep you there too, because maybe they need to have a certain population base there, and that maybe a 50-mile area, we'll say, so that when the tornadoes or hurricanes or whatever it is comes through, it'll take out a lot of people, and then they'll get that energy, so they need to keep people in prison there. Oh, you know, if you start scratching your head, why am I here? And, you know, like the writing's on the wall, but, boy, I'm just paralyzed. Then do that clearing. Be able to move. So I know a lot of people have asked me, where's the best place to live? Well, it's in the now. Where you are right now is where you want to live. So back to you.
That was excellent. Excellent. It just cuts right through everything. Well, the moderator did post the creationlightship.com links for the Earth cording grid line clearing and the ley line clearing. So you can click on that and check those out. And let's see here. Well, we do have several threads going on here in the chat. Let me get back to that. Okay. A new movie's coming out called Jupiter Ascending. Have you heard about that, Ron?
I have heard about it. I heard it might be pretty good. So we'll see. I'll probably watch that one.
Okay. I haven't heard about it. The comment is it's about another planet that sends human hybrids to harvest the life of Earth.
Good.
He says it's pretty interesting if you can stay heart-centered. Well, that's a good thing. Oops. Chat just jumped on me here. Also, there's a multi-billionaire that wants to build a colony on Mars and connect the Internet to space and other planets. And a company that makes a computer and display glasses that project the invisible computer screen, plugging the user into a hologram. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
That's what you're trying to undo, and they're trying to enhance it. That's in a movie.
Yeah, weird things
happen. Mm-hmm. So a person sitting in the movie, needing to stay heart-centered, what would you suggest for the hour-and-a-half time period the movie's on?
Well, you want to be in the now. So find yourself getting jerked into emotions watching a movie. Then have a clearing so you're not doing that. Tell you about my movie experience today. I went to a movie, and the movie was American Sniper. And watching the movie, I wasn't really attached to it emotionally, just watching what's going on. You hear a pin drop continuously throughout the whole movie. Oh, it was quite something to, and even at the end, nobody said anything. My experience, got out of the movie, and I start yawning, and I kept yawning and yawning. What happened was was probably filled full of maybe ex-service people. I would say a lot of them were there because they look like maybe the Vietnam age people. Who would probably be in Vietnam. I didn't see too many younger people, but this was in the daytime. After lunch, so it'd be people who are retired. But there was a lot of the soldiers, we'll say, that probably got killed over there in Iraq, which were hanging on to the service people that were there watching the movie, or even service people that got killed, maybe in Vietnam, they were attached to the soldiers, ex-soldiers that were there watching the movie. So I had to do a lot of clearings to release these energies. So that was my experience. Wow, you know. Anyway.
Wow.
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. Back to you.
Wow. And there always seem to be war shows or war orientated shows on very, very interesting. Okay, let's see here. Comment regarding holograms, there are probably different types of people living independent lifestyles in different holograms, which people may not be aware of. Well, Ron, would you consider that to be parallel life?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. See, you could want something in your life and feel it, know that it's coming, you know, like the check's in the mail, I'm going to get it tomorrow. That's on another timeline. As you go through your life, and or maybe even, we'll just say you get your psychic information up, you know, you got your everything going for you, and, you know, man, this is going to happen, you know, I can see this happening, going to happen, you know, and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen, you go, wait a minute, what's wrong with me? It should have happened. Well, it's because it's on another timeline. So you just need to really look at what's going on timelines if what you perceive is supposed to happen does not. And you may even want to say, in a sense, we'll say, the old saying, bet your life on it, and you know that, man, this is going to happen. And, you know, comes and goes and doesn't happen. So you need to really look at the situations of what the possibilities are, because it's not that you didn't get it properly. It's just because timeline got shifted on you. It looked like a fool, just like the old days that the person who did the predictions of climate changes and stuff, you know, where California's going to drop into the ocean. Well, they drop in the ocean, you know, on different timelines. What's correct? Last name was Scallions, you know, I believe. But, and that was right. He, you know, he got the right information, just that the people that didn't happen to, they were not on that timeline. So, that's the way it works. And then if you look at it another way, and the other way would be, you know, I think California's going to drop into the ocean. I'm going to go to a psychic reader. Have them tell me if they think it's true that what I'm getting, I have this feeling. Well, right away, I'm going to look at you and now probably cement you onto that timeline, and now you're going to be experiencing California dropping into the ocean on a timeline. And so what does that mean to you? You could be abducted onto that, getting cloned out. Well, now it's here, still used on that timeline because they want to have you suffer. And you're there, now something else is taking your place here. That's why the readings are not really good to have, because they're going to cement you into a timeline that they see and believe is real. If they see it, it's real. Where's it real at? And once you cemented yourself into a timeline, and you got your validation and their validation, maybe you might go to 5 readers, we'll say. You're going to be really hooked into those timelines. And it might be very difficult to get off of them, especially if you don't do any timeline crashes. You're going to be having all the ramifications of the timeline hitting you here. You have lots of problems. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Very interesting. There's a comment wondering what would happen, or wouldn't it be crazy if they mixed up the people and the holograms mixed up and they would cause an unbalanced state. Well, that'd be like crossing parallel lines. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder about mental illness, people that are deemed as mental illness. Maybe they're just on multiple timelines. Okay. Oh, here have a comment that says, we did the entity clearing tonight. That's on the Friday night conference call. And the entities may be called goblins, vixens, imps, dark spirits, gargoyles, etc. They've been released tonight, so now you are more of a free expression of yourself. Well, that was on the call. Is that a sample healing that you could share with us here tonight? Or some type of entity clearing sample?
I can do one for entities. So entities, that's what we did earlier here on the call tonight, entities. Think of maybe a mannerism that you do or have that you don't like. Maybe you started doing something that doesn't look too good for you, okay?
Okay.
We'll just say, you know, you're fine, and all of a sudden now you're sucking your thumb. You go, why am I sucking my thumb? And all of a sudden, there goes your thumb in your mouth. Well, you probably got an entity of a little baby. Oh. We'll just continue on here. So we'll add process here. So think of something that's weird that you're doing to yourself, not knowing how or why. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, if that's helped you. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron, for doing that entity clearing. I did not remember we did it earlier tonight during the show, so thanks for the reminder on that. And I just wanted to let everyone know at creationlightchip.com, if you haven't had a chance to check out the website, it would be really a really self-empowering thing to do, because Ron has created over 500 healing or clearing options for us. On the left-hand side is the search box that I talked about earlier. And there's also the recommended healings. So if you're new, or if you're not sure what else you need to do, you can go on there and check it out. Below that is the free sample healings menu. And, there's maybe 18 there. And, Ron, we've been talking about holographic reality, and we have some comments in the post about remote viewing and also regarding the entity words that I read. And so I just wanted to mention the alien remote viewing free clearing, the alien holographic reality free clearing, and the alien keyword intercept free clearing. And someone read those entity titles that I had just talked about and said, thanks, after seeing those words, I'm going to have to clear them on the key word intercept and also on the needle barcode clearing. So, and if you're doing those, you might as well throw in the alien mind fog removal clearing too. Ron, at one time, or when you first created these for us, you reminded us to do each one separately. Is that still the case?
Yes, uh-huh. On the clearings, if you have one common issue, then you can do that issue on different clearings if it's appropriate, okay? You don't want to mix and match them, because it's not going to be, you know, as beneficial for you. So you want to keep them distant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a good reminder. We have often talked about having multiple computers. So if a person has two computers, could they run different topics?
Yes, different topics for your different monitor screen, yes.
Okay, and you might have just said that. Sorry, I'm reading emails here, and I might have missed that. Okay, here's another comment. Someone's commenting about the Montauk Chronicles and the project and how it has to do with time travel teleport, which I guess we really don't have time to talk about tonight. However, the person did say they may have to do a seven-generational clearing of the trail. I'm not sure if it's related to that Montauk Chronicles or not. I guess they can let us know if they felt like they were there. Okay. Well, somebody's asking if people are viewing her as a hologram, and this is in relationship to the psychic billboard mind projection. So if we think somebody's viewing as a hologram, is there anything different we need to do?
You may want to do a the light healing or something for the person. If they're perceiving that you're not human, maybe they're thinking you're a clone and maybe you're human, and I'm just kind of see where this is going here. So you might want to do that.
Okay.
You know, if there's a hologram involved, then that's a timeline. And what timeline are they on? See you. Or what timeline, you know, are you on and they're not seeing you or they are seeing you? You know, let's just say that somebody, you see somebody, right? You're in the store and they go, man, I saw you at, you know, at our normal, restaurant that we go to all the time. And I saw you there last night. I mean, and I waved at you and you didn't even notice me. You looked at me, and you didn't say hi or anything else, and, geez, you know, what's going on, you know? You know, were you having a bad day? And you go, you know, I wasn't even there. I was 100 miles from here, you know? I got called out of town. But right away, they're telling you that they saw you on a timeline that they were on. And
wow.
So that could be, like, you know, you better crash that timeline because just had validation that you were there. They saw you. If you didn't know about it, you know, then it could be another situation. Let's take this into the real sci-fi room area. Okay, so you're at this restaurant, and you don't know that you're there, but the person saw you. And then they saw you spill some tomato soup on your white shirt, okay? You're wiping it off, and it's still stained, right? So this is a sci-fi part of it now. So I wasn't there. I was, you know, 100 miles from here. Now you go home, and the guy's telling you how you spilt this on you, and you open your closet up, pull your shirt out. That's the white shirt that you'd normally wear. And sure enough, the tomato soup stain on your clothes. So anybody can think on that one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of timeline crashes. And, you know,
right.
Who came into your closet? That could be one thing. I didn't go, you know. Where were you then, okay? What alien replica of you, right, a clone body of you, came into your house, dressed up, and went out, right? and came back, and now you came back to your house, and wow, what's going on there? It's kind of interesting. There's that movie, I forgot what it's called, but Tom Cruise had it also. We talked about his last movie, not the last, but Oblivion. Another one that he did, I guess they had the repeat or something. I forgot what it's called. That could be the title, but where he...
Oh, they kept killing him? Killing him until he got it right?
Yeah, and he kept doing it over and over again by going back timeline, revisiting the timeline, bringing forth that information, okay? And then over again. So anyway, if you had that experience... with the soup or something similar, and you know about it, then go back, and you better start crashing those timelines, because that's one of those weird things that happen. But you were there. It happened to you. I have any recall. And one of your clones could have had it, and they can copy and paste that onto you. Anyway, that's kind of where I'm going with this here. Back to you.
Oh, very interesting. We have a clarification. The seven generational betrayal comment was based on a clearing that you did for us earlier. So, thank you for that. And another clarification regarding the holographic view. This person meant that comment to regard the person who asked about the psychic billboard, how people view her. And this person wanted to know if it's a hologram that others view her as not confident, then should we also do the alien holographic reality disconnect?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yes, Very good.
Okay.
Do that one. Get out of that alien holographic reality.
Yes. Like I said earlier, might as well do the alien remote view, viewing, alien keyword intercept, because there could be some keywords that are hooking you up, and then the alien mind fog removal, too. I might as well do them also, add those to psychic billboard, maybe before the psychic billboard clearing. Okay, let's see. Someone here wants to know if they should watch Guardian of the Galaxy and should she do the media clearing for harmonic frequency for her space when she watches that?
I don't know what that movie even is, so I don't know. You know, get you upset and you're in your house, or you're afraid that what you saw in that movie is going to, you know, come into your reality. You have to do the space clearing also. A bit of the emotional energy of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, you'll say you're watching a movie, and in the movie, somebody who died, and you're at the funeral, and they put him in the ground, and you start getting, your hair stands up on end, back of your neck and your arms, and you go, uh-oh, what does that mean to you? Saw that, and it terrifies you, or your body gets terrified. Well, got an alien death barcode on you. Get rid of that. That death barcode clearing, if that really bothers you, because your body's telling you something. Rid of that, because you're seeing the scene of a person who died being buried. That bothers you or something like that, then, you know, you may have that. You know, because dealing with death, they're an awful occurrence. If it's just something that scares the heck out of you, and see that, are you going to be thinking about that in your room? Maybe there's something with monsters that come out at night, you know, watching this movie, and now nighttime, and you start thinking about that movie, aliens are prodding you now to give you all those thoughts over again, and then now you're not going to have them. So they're now bringing forth, oh, look at this person, they saw the scary movie, this monster them out from underneath their bed and grabbed their foot and started eating them, you know, or whatever, you know. And you go, oh. And so now you're in bed, and they give you that thought, and you start moving your feet back into your under your covers, and you cover up. Well, right away you better do a space clearing, because you could be out on a timeline, and that monster could be coming your way, you know. Maybe, you know, you go up, wake up the next morning, and you go, man, my feet really hurt. What happened, you know? Maybe they're red, you know, sore. So anyway, well, that's why we have the clearing, so you can get some remedy for your situations that you're dealing with. Otherwise, you know, when you get lost on those timelines, they're still working with you. That's why you want to be in the now. Dump all this stuff. Get it off of you. Well, like I say, you first need to get your emotional whole lifetime clearing. That will keep you more in the now than anything else. Dealing with in this lifetime, all your stuff is emotional stuff normally. 99% of what you're dealing with is emotional. That came forward in your lifetime, and that's recycling in you. That's why you have to do that clearing first to get any kind of relief. Back to you.
Excellent. Thanks for that reminder, Ron. Okay, we have some responses regarding the buzzing sound when just waking up. And a couple of people want to know if it's implants, which that would be a way of communication.
Yeah, very possible,
And we have a specific question here, but I'd like to open it up to anyone. If somebody's running the alien attack page regarding something on their body, and it's still there, what else can they do?
In misting water, maybe.
Oh, excellent.
Boy, that's what I would say, is try to skip misting water on you. Then also look at the alien attack page and just sort of sense what clearings you could be dealing with. You could have one of those alien critters, like in the original Alien movie. Maybe you have something inside of you and you feel it moving around. I've had people comment that they have seen something underneath their skin moving, okay?
Oof.
I have experienced that with people and calling me up or talking about it. And people, you know, that stuff, you know, it's in the movies. Oh, or they just feel something moving inside of them and they don't see the skin move. That's what we take out on the Sunday calls. So these, so it can be very interesting. But yeah, you may want to do an alien attack page, clearing, eliminating alien attack to help yourself out.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Ron, you mentioned doing having misting water, and Wednesdays you actually have an event where you are activating water for us. Is that something that could be used for misting?
Yeah. You know, we do skin misting water on a lot of the calls. So any one of the calls, plus you can also get the skin misting water, I think, for $1 on the site. Get your water and do a water charging for that. So.
Right. So our moderator just posted a couple of links. One is regarding the water charging. Just plugged in the word water into the search, and then there's several options there for charging water. And then also a link for events so that they can see that you have weekly events, including the water charging, which is Wednesday. You also have the entity removal, clone removal, and my mind's drawn a blank for some reason. So you can go on to creationlightship.com, or you can click on the link there and pick up on that and let's see, courting, that's what I forgot, the courting on Tuesday, so. And then the monthly calls. Now, Ron, we have one more call for January. It's on Sunday the 25th, the 8-hour physical rejuvenation call. And if someone has not attended the previous January conference calls, are they able to attend?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah,
they
can come on that absentee, yes, no problem.
Okay. And so you could go to creationlightship.com to the top of the page there, and that's where the event link is, and it'll take you to the specifics regarding the call, and then also the PayPal link for that. So that would be good. And I'm glad you mentioned those, Ron. Okay. Well, we have a lot of questions via email, and also we still have some left in the chat. So I just want to say that if we have leftover questions in the chat, I'll be posting those into the CLS questions at yahoo.com for future review. And do apologize, but thank you for your participation. We have had a couple of comments regarding the, I know, increase my light.
Light force energy, yeah, okay.
Yes, I'm choking up on that. So one person wanted to know if she could shortcut that and not say the whole thing.
Well,
she didn't want to say the whole phrase.
I don't see. I now increase my life force energy is too long, huh? Well, you're commanding your body to do this and to bring more spirit energy to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know how she'd want to shorten that. What is that, 5 words?
If
you have a shorter way, yeah, I'd like to know what it would be.
Here's a suggestion. Suggestion is life force energy now.
But you're not commanding it. Where are you involved in this? That's
and
why
you're
I
not
starts out with,
it
an, with an I.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Okay. So we might as well stick to I now increase my life force energy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. If you're not sure about that, you can go to the CLS chat site, and under reminders is a list of reminders Ron has shared with us, and one is I now increase my life force energy information. You check that out, and let's see, we had another question about life force energy. Okay. I have been doing the I now increase my life force energies 100 times a day, and I am feeling stronger and powerful. Also, the negative ones around cannot stand being around me. They are now attacking me and trying to get rid of me. So,
I don't know what to say on that one, you know.
Sounds like good news, maybe. I mean, the first part was definitely good news. Well, you've told us that changes happen when we're doing the clearing or as we're learning more.
Uh-huh.
So that would be probably a normal happening. And allowing that person to see or decide if they want to be there. Or maybe those people leave. I don't know. Sounds like a psychic billboard. Mind projection plane might help with that, too. Let's see. Ron, do you have time for a sample healing for us? implant maybe, or do you have an idea?
What I'll do is a clearing to release the alien critters underneath your skin. So I can do that one here. So here we go.
Okay.
Releasing that energy. So one, two, three. Start to feel things happening. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, again, just kind of see how your skin is feeling. I was working more with the arms here on people. And they feel a little different. So let's, we've got a couple of minutes more to go here.
Okay, Ron.
I'll do a clearing for maybe you have itches or something. So people who have itches don't know where they're coming from. Here we go. So releasing the critters that are probably on your skin, making your skin itch. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Wow, that's pretty heavy. So very heavy. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. I'm just reviewing the post moderator put in the chat and reminding us that the next show is tomorrow night, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, BBS Radio Station 2, same time. So that will be great. And, oh, also there is a list of rooms that we have frequented often while visiting the Lightship, and you can go to the CLS chat page, and under rooms, CLS, there's a list there of some of the rooms that we have visited. There could be others, and if so, that's something that you can ask us to add later on. So, okay. Very good. Ron, we did have a question regarding timelines. If it's possible for timelines to blend where we would run into ourselves, and what would happen?
Well, that could be possible. You probably wouldn't recognize or relate. You see the person knowing that it's you, but you probably wouldn't be able to relate to that, okay? Unless, like I said earlier, they went into your closet and took out your special shoes in a cult or something like that. That could be pretty scary. So anyway, normally I don't know if that would even happen. But I'm sure people have heard about that situation going on, but I don't think that would really confuse the aliens with their timelines, have two crossing. Weird. Oh, back to you.
Wow, that would be interesting. We have a comment regarding the itching. She says, my daughter is looking at her arms while you were counting, Ron. She has had bad eczema today, so that must have helped her. So that's very nice.
Yeah. For the lady, go on and pay a dollar and get that skin misting water. Just specify that. And it'll last for one day. Maybe get a quart of water or something.
Okay.
A gallon or whatever, and just keep putting it on you and just see what happens, you know.
Ron, would it work if that water was put in with bath water, or does that dilute it too much?
I think it could work that way too, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, our show is coming to a close here, so we should probably say goodnight, but we'll first do the mind to heart drop. Going to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. I'll see you later. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night on Lightship Healing Program. Saturday night live on the Lightship. So blessings. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Cindy. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everyone, for listening and participating. Bye now.